Now I move into the area of relationships. Dear God, show me the light at the center of my brothers. Show me the light at the center of myself. Show me the light at the center of the world. Where I see guilt, show me innocence. Where I focus on mistakes, show me how to focus on efforts at good. Help me have faith in the goodness of others. Help me have faith in your spirit within me. May all darkness be cast out. May I cleave to the light that is in my heart. This is my prayer. May I see the light in all men. May I see the light in all women. Thank you very much. Amen. Dear God, there is someone whom I very much dislike. It is, we now say their name. My anger or unforgiveness is because, we now say it. I know that my ability to forgive this person is where my freedom lies, for my hatred and judgment are attacks upon myself. This hatred keeps me tied, dear Lord, to the guilt within my mind, and I am willing to be free. Dear God, please help me. I surrender to you my thoughts of this person's guilt. I allow myself to fully feel my pain, my sense of violation, my fear that this person will hurt me again. I take these feelings and place them in your hands. May your love be like a bonfire in which my feelings can transform. I know my attack thoughts are hurting me, and yet I feel I cannot let them go. And so I say to you, dear Lord, I am willing to see this person's innocence. I am willing to see the pain in him that would make him do these things. I am willing to have my perceptions healed that I might rise above it, that I might hurt no longer, that I might be released from this wheel of suffering. For I know if I could drop this, I would be set free, but I cannot do this for myself. Dear God, in spite of my pain, in spite of my resistance, I pray for this person. I ask that they be healed and given new life, for I ask for surcease from my own pain. For truly we are reborn or we die together, I know this. I am willing to have a miracle. I am willing to forgive, but I need your strength to do so. Thank you, Lord, for making me bigger, for bringing me closer to the divine power in my own heart. I surrender this person to you. I surrender my pain to you. Heal him. Heal me. Thank you. Amen. The following is a prayer in which we ask God to take away our anger. Dear God, take from me my rage. I feel such anger from my pain, my frustration, and my disappointment. I throw my anger in so many inappropriate places. I do not contain it or use it creatively. Dear God, please grant me serenity and peace that I might know my power within my peace. Transmute my rage, transform my anger that I might not direct it against others or myself, that it might be undone, unraveled through the grace of God. Where I am focusing on someone's guilt, please show me his innocence, for I know that my attack on him is my own damnation. I am willing to see everyone's innocence. Please show it to me. Please take away this anger, transmute it, and transform it. Thank you very much. Bless us all. Amen. The following prayers concern friendship. Dear God, with this prayer, I call to mind my friends. I ask for your blessing on them. May angels fill their nights and bless their days. May they find joy and peace and harmony. May I be a source of happiness in their lives. May our bond be strong and based on truth. May they always know that in me they have support. May I live a life that lives up to this prayer. Thank you, God. Amen. Dear God, We surrender this relationship to you. May it serve your purposes and be blessed by you always. Fill our minds with your thoughts. May we always be led to the highest vision of each other. Remove any obstruction to our highest love. Thank you very much. Amen. Say this when conflict happens. Dear God, please reveal our love to us, for now it is obscured. Bring us peace and healing, for we are lost in the darkness of conflict and separation. We surrender to you our attacks and defenses. We relinquish all perceptions that we bring from the past. We surrender to you our positions and agendas. Please help us see love. Please bring us back to the path of peace. Cleanse our minds of all but helpful thoughts. May our relationship be reborn through your spirit and grace. We apologize for the following. We forgive the following. Please clear our path that we might see again the light that is our love for each other. Thank you very much. Amen. If you desire the deepest love, then say these prayers. Dear God, I am ready to see perfection in another human being. I am ready to surrender all my thoughts of how my partner isn't good enough. I am ready to see the beauty in the inner core of all mankind. If there is one person, either in my life or on their way, who would benefit from my vision of his loveliness, let him make his way into my arms. May my perception of his beauty wash away his self-hatred. May my forgiveness of his errors release him from his guilt. May I learn to support, to listen, to understand. May I learn to serve him in his quest for higher ground. May I learn to give joy, to nurture, and to share. And most of all, may I never forget to pray for my love and help him pray. Amen. Dear God, I feel an empty space within me, a place where I would so love to love. I know that if my beloved came here, I would adore and cherish, honor and serve him. Please give me the opportunity to expand my heart into the life of another in the holiest way, the most beautiful way, the most intimate way, if that serves your purpose. For I would learn the secrets of love and use what I learn to grace the life of another. What a marvelous possibility, Lord, that such a treasure would be placed in my hands. Please do this. I will try my best. Amen. Dear God, please make of our relationship a great and holy adventure. May this joining be a sacred space. May the two of us find rest here, a haven for our souls. Remove from us any temptation to judge one another or to direct one another. We surrender to you our conflicts and our burdens. We know you are our answer and our rock. Help us to not forget. Bring us together in heart and mind as well as body. Remove from us the temptation to criticize or be cruel. Guide us in the ways of holiness. May we not be tempted by fantasies and projections. Save us from darkness. May our bond be a burst of light. May it be a fount of wisdom and love for us, for our community, and for our world. May this relationship be a channel for God's love and healing, a vehicle of God's grace and power now and forever. As lessons come and challenges grow, let us not be tempted to forsake each other. Let us always remember that in each other we have the most beautiful woman, the most beautiful man, the strongest one, the sacred one, in whose arms we are repaired. May we remain young here as we grow old. May we grow wise here as we retain the joy of an eternal innocence. Bring us what you desire for us, and show us how you would have us be. Thank you, dear God, our rock and our redeemer, forever and ever. Bless my love, and please bless me. Amen. Here's a prayer for our home. Dear God, may this house be a sacred dwelling for those who live here. May those who visit feel the peace we have received from you. May darkness not enter. May the light of God shield this house from harm. May the angels bring their peace here and use our home as a haven of light. May all grow strong in this place of healing, our sanctuary from the loudness of the world. May it so be used by you forever. Amen. Dear God, please bring us big life and big love, deep life and deep love. We wish to show up now with pure and noble hearts that we might midwife the perfection in each other. May we see each other's greatness and invoke each other's light. We surrender all the ways, both those we are aware of and those that remain unconscious, in which we block our love for each other. We surrender our defenses. We are ready to bring forth the holiest vibrations of love and healing between us. Where we are afraid to love, where we have built walls in front of our hearts, may we be healed and set free. Where we are needy or do not know how to behave or tend to control or to judge or to fix or be dishonest, please, dear God, show us another way. We surrender ourselves to love. We surrender our love to you. May it serve your purposes. May it receive your blessing and carry your power. May we never forsake each other, this love, or you. Thank you very much. Amen. Dear God, I take into the holy temple, the sacred shrine within my heart, my relationship to this person. I speak here in your presence, dear God, my honest feelings and perception of the other. Our connection is the most holy place, for it is the oneness between brothers. Where we walk in harmony, may our harmony increase and cast a light over all the world. Where we are lost in confusion and do not understand, then please, dear God, help us remember the truth. I open my heart to this person now. I speak from my fear and my hurt and my pain. To you, dear Lord, and to the soul of my brother, let me hear him also. Let me not be hardened to the truth of any heart. Let me understand as I have not understood, and see what I have not seen, that we might both be freed from this tear in the holy fabric. Where the fabric is rent, please enter me and reweave it. Thank you, Lord, in the silence and the sanctity of the time I spend with you, may my heart and inner eye be opened. Amen. Dear God, may sex, like everything else, be in my life or not in my life according to your will. May it be an instrument of healing, of love, and sacred power for me and anyone with whom I am joined. May its spiritual secrets be revealed to me. May all ugliness, cheapness, or loveless sexual thoughts and experience be cast out of my mind and body. May God's Spirit enter here. May I do as you would have me do and know what you would have me know and have no experience of anything else. May I never underestimate its power or the sacred responsibility that is placed in my hands when I so join with another. May sex be only a sacred experience for me and any other with whom I am joined. May I know its holiness and only that. Thank you very much. Amen. Dear God, I am bonded in my heart to someone who does not share this bond. I feel so drawn to him while he is not drawn to me. Please, dear God, disconnect my heart from this longing within me which does not serve. I release this person into your hands. May the ropes that bind my heart be cut. May they not bind me, may they not bind him. I release him that I might be released. Retract the silent hooks I have in him. Bring back to me my power and my love. Cut the cord that chemically ties me to him. Free me from him, and free him from me. May we both find peace. Free us both. Amen. A prayer for our parents. Dear God, please bless my parents. Thank you, thank them for the life they gave me. For the ways they helped me and made me strong, I give thanks. For the ways they stumbled and held me back, please help me to forgive them and receive your compensation. May their spirits be blessed, their roads forward made easy. Please release them and release me from my childhood now gone by. Release us also from any bitterness I still hold, for they paved the way in all that they did, for where I have been has led me here. I surrender my parents to the arms of God. Thank you. Thank you, dear ones, for your service to me. Bless your souls. May your spirits fly free. I forgive you. Please forgive me. May we enter into the relationship God wills for us. Thank you, Lord, for I am free now. Glory, hallelujah. Amen. Prayer for our children. Dear God, there are no words for the depth of my love for this child. I pray for her care and her protection. I surrender her into your hands. Please, dear God, send your angels to bless and surround her always. May she be protected from the darkness of our times. May she always see you at the center of her life. May her heart grow strong to love you and serve you. I surrender, dear God, my parenthood to you. Make me the parent you would have me be. Show me how to love most patiently, to be there for her most fully, to understand profoundly who she is and what she needs. May this family be a blessing unto her now and forever. May she learn here values and principles of love and righteousness. May she learn from me kindness. May she learn from me strength. May she learn from me the lessons of power, that indeed she has it, that she must surrender it to you to be used for your purposes throughout her life. For thus shall you be gladdened, and thus shall she be free, to live most fully and love most deeply. That is my wish. That is my prayer. For her and for me, forever. Amen. Prayer for myself. Dear God, in whom I lay my trust, please give me new life. Fill every cell of my being, transform each thought, cleanse every heartbeat that I might be as you would have me be. Take away the darkness from my past, fill me with your blessing and graciousness. Allow me rebirth from the many deaths I have endured in this life. Dear God, I have been through the wars. Where I have been weak, please make me strong. Where I perceive myself as guilty, please show me my own innocence. Where I block my healing or full empowerment or full experience of love and joy, please show me my wound and take from me its sting. May I experience the beauty, the abundance, the power, and the joy that is your wish for all mankind, that I might be a vessel for these things in the lives of others. The wicked in myself and others has tormented me. Please cast away that darkness from my life. I know yours is the power. I know yours are the holy truths, the currents of love and power that remain. And so I ask, dear God, please remove the burdens on my heart. Cast out the demons from my mind and my environs. May I see the light at the center of my being. I believe in your power, which is within me. I know that it is there. Dear God, please help me find it. I have faith in your light. Please show it to me that I might give up the fight to be anything other than who I am. May I fly with angels and sing with angels and know the angels in myself and others, henceforth and forever, as you have promised. Please take my hand. Please take me home. Please move me forward. Thank you, Lord. Amen.